like a turn of corn, the amount that they carry to the mill. Have you ever heard of that?
A ton of
a turn,
corn?
No,
a turn?
No, T-U-R-N.
I don't remember. If it is, I've forgotten it.
That could be before your time. Yeah, they measure it by the by the bushel and everything. And what about if you were like carrying washing out, like if you were hanging out in the line, what would you put it in?
Back in those days, would we carry the wet clothes to the line?
Yeah.
We mostly had a great big dish pan that we carried ours out to the line.
Do people ever use baskets?
At the boss man's house,
they
had
baskets.
But as I said, we were sharecroppers and we didn't have all.
What about nails? What did nails come?
Okay.
And what about, like on a barrel, those metal things that would run around?
That hook?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Metal hook.
Yeah. And what about what you'd put in the top of a bottle to stop it up, like back?
Cork.
Yeah. And do you remember what they call that little musical instrument that?
A harp.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my uncle, he could blow a horn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I did.
Well, do you remember another one that was, it was kind of like a harp, but they'd hold it out.
There's a Jew's harp.
Oh, yeah.
Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. And what about what people would use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
And do you remember, like, on a wagon, the part that goes up between the two horses? What
the
that
tongue,
was called?
Tongue,
yeah.
Tongue.
And now, what about... Now on a buggy, like before you hitch a horse up to a buggy, you'd have to back it in between the, you may not remember a buggy.
No, I'm in the horse and buggy days.
Now that was earlier.
That's all I've seen in the picture more or less,
yeah.
The buggies.
Yeah. Well, that's just part of it, to see this generation gap, if that's something. Well, now, do you remember much about how a wagon wheel looked?
Oh, yeah.
You can remember.
Oh, yeah.
You can remember
about
that.
The spokes and everything.
Yeah.
And this metal ring that went around the wood part that went around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about the wagons.
Yeah. And it had like, mm-hmm. In the center, it would have like an
axle.
Uh-huh, it'd have an axle. And then, now these spokes would go up. Now they didn't go actually into the metal part, the spokes, did they?
No, they fitted in that wood part.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And then that.
And this metal went around them, which would hold that together.
Mm-hmm. Well, now was that wooden, what was that wooden part called? That
the spoke?
That the spokes went into, that...
The wheel, into the wheel.
Oh,
in
that
around.
Was called the...
Now, it was a wheel. The whole thing
yeah,
itself
was
a wheel.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, that was called the rim. Well, okay. And what about the thing that a horse would... the thing that the horse would pull on, the thing that the traces would be fastened to on a wagon.
You mean back here?
Yeah.
Back here, yeah. That's your
single tree.
Single tree,
yeah.
Single tree.
He knows all this stuff. Oh, yeah, that's the next thing I was going to ask you about. Now, what would the double tree be? Oh, that was if you could have two. Okay. Let's see. Oh, now what about what people would use to break the ground with in the spring?
Oh, plow.
What kind?
You had your turning plow, and then you had your middle buster. And
middle buster?
You had a turning plow, and you had a middle buster.
Uh-huh.
And...
Well, he really knows that. You'd have, now what was the thing you said, a shovel stock?
I said, well, see, turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say, a single stock?
Single stock.
A middle buster.
Mm-hmm. And that, now like you'd use that with cotton if you were doing
it. Well, your cotton or your corn, either one is. Tell you that it says tape recorder.
That's all right. Now, after to break the ground up even finer.
A harrow, that'd be what you'd use. Now that would be a disc type, would that be a disc? That harrow had teeth to it, as I would call it. Little things, some little iron teeth, you know, which would break up the cloths and make them fine.